morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Monday, November 26th, 2018. We have about a dozen vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. The weather is doing its kind of Pacific Northwest winterish thing out there, and that has put the Columbia River Bar on yellow status. So as we're talking about marine weather today, just keep in mind that there are three statuses for the Columbia River Bar. You can have green, which is the way it usually is, where ships come and go, basically make arrangements with pilots and come in and go. Sometimes they anchor as they're waiting for a berth, but basically ship traffic goes on normally. When we reach yellow status, it means that the conditions on the Columbia River Bar and perhaps out in the ocean have become sufficiently difficult, usually in terms of wave height, that it's considered a safety issue to bring a ship into the mouth of the river, where it's a confined area, there are depth issues, and so you don't want a big, huge ship slamming around in there in an uncontrolled manner. So when the weather gets bad and the seas get big, sometimes you'll see the bar go on yellow status. If things increase in severity in terms of weather and sea state issues, that's height of and wave action and all that, you might see the bar go on red status. We're getting to the time, which means that ship traffic is generally halted. And that what it really means is that the bar pilots say we are no longer going to offer pilot services temporarily until safety conditions improve. So it's a safety issue. It's a determination made by the Coast Guard and the bar pilots, and they are the professionals who understand exactly what is happening out there in terms of, especially the pilots, in terms of safe ship handling. So we have a situation this morning where things are on yellow status. We have, overall, during our max ebb current times, we have seas close to 20 feet out there, 18 feet with breakers. We have generally the max ebb current times around midday, and so about every 12 hours or so, you see that heavy duties, heavy current and high seas there on the bar. Anyway, seas tend to be exaggerated during those times, and so you may see some vessels delayed that are trying to come in. Right now, it doesn't look like I looked at marinetraffic.com, which is a great website to look at to see ship traffic in real time. And I don't see any vessels circling out there off the bar. But if the bar goes on red status tonight when things get worse, you can go to this website and look, and you'll see the ships slow down to just a couple of knots, and they will circle out there off the mouth of the river waiting for the opportunity to come in. So right now we have two inbounders, the articulated tug and barge rig, the Sound Reliance. She's arriving from Ferndale. She's approaching the bar now, and she will... she's a refined petroleum. She'll pass Astoria maybe about 10:30. Takes about an hour and a half to get from the Columbia River Bar to Astoria, and then maybe in Portland by about 4:30 p.m. The Leon Etker is arriving from China, headed for Vancouver's Anchorage. She's going to be going to Portland to pick up soda ash. She'll pass Astoria around 5:30 p.m. You might see her in Vancouver by 11:30 p.m. In the Astoria Anchorage, we've got six ships awaiting orders, including two that are at Rice Island, which is sort of looks to our eye here like an extension of the Astoria Anchorage up by Rice Island on the opposite side of the river there, opposite Tongue Point. The Boga Inda is awaiting orders in the Astoria Anchorage. She's going to go upriver eventually and pick up wheat. The New Honor and the Bonita and the Ionic Clios are awaiting orders there. Not quite sure what their cargoes are. Should know more later as they head upriver. They're waiting there in the anchorage to go upriver and pick up cargo, so you'll see them sitting pretty high in the water because they have no cargo on board. You can see that dull red bottom paint showing. The Bow Lucky is at the Rice Island Anchorage. She's awaiting orders, but she's going to be going upriver eventually to pick up wheat, and the Ultra Diversity is also at the Rice Island Anchorage. She is a potash vessel. She'll be heading up to the Port of Portland to pick that up eventually. And our outbounders, the Stella Pearl, is leaving Kalama, corn, soy, or wheat there. She'll be leaving about 12:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound, maybe about 5:30 p.m. The Global Discovery is leaving Longview with logs on board at about 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound about 5:30 p.m. The African Grouse is leaving Longview carrying logs at about 3:30 p.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 7 p.m. The Supernova is heading out of Portland with potash on board at about 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight. And the Dory is leaving Vancouver. I think she has copper concentrate on board, leaving around 11 p.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around 5 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Well, I wanted to, you know, I've had questions from listeners, and I've tried to address them with what information I had regarding the effect of Trump administration tariffs on ship traffic here on the Columbia. And there's a very interesting article that I would refer you to on the Daily Astorian website. It's by reporter Edward Stratton. And it's a really interesting analysis of what's going to happen right here in Astoria as of January. So we've been hearing about Trump administration tariffs on relating to China. They're going to ramp up in 2019 to a higher level. And so I'll just read you part of this article. It sort of looks, a lot of times when we hear about things, you know, at the federal level, there's a tariff, there's this going on. The local effects are not always that pronounced. This is an example of how something is going to really impact our local area. So let me read part of this article to you. Longshoremen are loading the bulk carrier Tunzin at the port of Astoria's Pier 1. This was last week when that ship was there, with at least 5.5 million board feet of timber from Astoria Forest Products leaving Friday for China. I talked about that ship on the Ship Report as a vessel that you could go down to the port and take a look at. Well, that's not going to be happening after the end of the year. The Tunzin was the last ship scheduled for this year. It could be the last log export indefinitely for the port of Astoria until the deepening trade war between the U.S. and China is resolved. Chad Niedermeyer, the yard manager for Astoria Forest Products, said log ship contracts for next year have been put on hold because of impending tariffs. President Trump recently announced 10% tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, with an increase to 25% next year. So when that kicks in, those log ships are no longer going to be going out of the port of Astoria, at least for the moment. The Chinese currently charge 5% tariffs on Douglas fir and hemlock, along with 10% on white woods, such as spruce and grand fir, Niedermeyer said. But if Trump's tariff increases take effect, Chinese customers are indicating there will be 25% tariffs on all U.S. imports. The slowdown in log exports, the port's largest single source of revenue, has caused the agency to consider budget cutbacks and look for alternative sources of revenue. So alternative sources of revenue could be other customers for logs, but basically there really isn't anything so far that they've been able to find that is looking for the volume of timber that they've been able to send to China, 5 to 8 million board feet per ship. So right now it's looking like that revenue. So here's a little bit more from that article. The price of logs has gone down from about $600 to $400 per 1,000 board feet since August because of both the tariff issues and unrelated decreases in the log market, Niedermeyer said. So what effect is this? Well, we have lots of people employed relating to the ships that come maybe once a month to the port, longshoremen, truck drivers, log suppliers. All of this means revenue for people who work in our community, people who work in the communities that supply the logs. And so all that revenue then is not being spent in the local economy. And so you can see the local effect of something like this could be impactful. You know, we'll have to see how it goes if those ships come back. But for now, we have seen the last log ship at the Port of Astoria, at least for a while. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.